Hey, everybody, welcome to another week of the Deeper Waters podcast. It's Andrea here, and I'm joined, as you can see if you're watching, by Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And also a special guest this week, Wilbert G is in the house.
Hello.
So we are super excited to have him. We got to hear from him on Sunday, and so we're going to continue the conversation today, which we're excited about. But before that, a couple of quick announcements. Again, this podcast is sponsored by the CCC Cafe. And so if you are the first person to go to the cafe whenever it is open and say the keyword, which is community, to whoever is working there, you will receive a free drink. So it has to be within this week. So this comes out on what day is it? It'll be the 15th of November. Yeah. So you got a week. So Wednesday to Tuesday, stop by the cafe. Again, only the first person that does it gets a free drink. So be sure to do that. And then again, reminder, this is just uploaded every Wednesday. So you can find it wherever you like to listen or watch your podcasts. Baptism weekend is coming up this weekend as well, which we're super excited to be able to celebrate. We have some kids getting baptized. We have students getting baptized. Yes. We have some impact leaders getting baptized.
Nice.
Obedience.
Shout out Shayla.
Yeah, Shayla Paskey.
Some other adults. So a whole wide variety of people getting baptized. So we would encourage you to come and join us in celebrating this weekend during any of the big services this weekend. So that will be super exciting. The other thing that's happening this upcoming weekend is that on Sunday night at Impact, we will be doing a service night. So we have a wide variety of service projects that you'll get to choose from. It'll be a little bit different from the last time. So last time you did it kind of by life groups. This time we'll be doing it as a youth group. And so you'll be able to maybe meet somebody from a different grade, connect with some of the younger students, different things like that. So we're super excited. And again, the Vikings game will turn on by kickoff. So if you want to watch, I don't
at
remember.
Denver.
Oh,
that's right.
Because
I just picked up Ty Chandler on my fantasy team because I expect him to run all over them.
There you go. So the game will turn on by kickoff, and then we will play it through halftime. You have to go home at halftime. Sorry, guys. But we'll be doing service projects until about 8-ish. So if you want to take off, you know, at the normal end of impact time, you can. If you want to stick around and watch the game, if you want to bring snacks to eat at the game, like you can bring snacks. We're not providing snacks this time, but if you want to bring your snacks, you bring your snacks.
I'll eat your snacks. I don't know if I'll pay for them.
Yeah,
I'll
right?
eat them.
Bring I think snacks. I might be making a special treat for my life group. Is that okay? Is that okay?
I'll be a freshman boy then.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
If you like chicken fried rice.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yum.
Let's
yes.
go.
I love it. So it'll be an awesome way for us to put our hands to some things. Some things that are happening here at church, some things in our community with our different ministry partners, lots of different things. So we're really excited to be able to do that. Wednesday hangs this week. So if you're listening to this today when it comes out, tonight hangout will be at Brandon's house. So if you need the address, reach out to him. So that you know where you are going, or you can wander aimlessly around Rochester knocking on doors to find his house.
Doesn't it sound nice, Brandon's house? It's your house.
It's yours.
It
that's
is.
Your rented house. It is your
yeah,
house.
Not your apartment.
That's an interesting.
Your house.
Your house.
I do think about that. I'm
you and your big
here?
Mortgage
only
house.
Only Jesus. Only Jesus.
And then the final announcement is just that missions trips, we've announced those. We have the dates out. We have the cost of the trip out. So sign up before the end of this calendar year. So by December 31st, before midnight, sign up, you know, celebrating New Year's Eve. And you could be doing that like right before. Just be sure to submit it before the clock strikes midnight. So, we're really excited for all the opportunities.
What an
we
interesting
have.
Conversation that would be on New Year's Eve. Hey, mom, it's 11 o'clock. I need to sign up for Mrs. Trip.
Let's do it.
Better late than never.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So as long as you get it in before midnight, before you celebrate the kickoff to the new year, be sure to sign up for missions trips. Brandon, you want to tell us a little bit about the song that we're listening to this week?
I do, and I think this week we're not going to have worship during the service night. So I was talking to Becky about this weekend services. Hmm. And with the baptism weekend and the celebration, we're kind of, you know, wrapping up this Remember series. And the song she gave me is Praise the Lord by Phil Wickham. And it's one of his newer ones. And I think it's just a great, like, let's praise him for what he's done. Yeah. When things are hard, when things are great, let's praise the Lord. And that's really, I mean, that's obviously why this is the title of the song, but the heart of the song too, of just like, no matter what, we're going to praise the Lord, and let's take this time to celebrate this weekend, celebrate that we get to serve, celebrate those that are in baptisms and those that are taking next steps, and praising him for what he's done.
Yeah, that's awesome. One thing that I just, like, this just came to my mind, that like we've been doing this Remember series like in youth group, but also like it's been a part of this larger, you know, this larger church series, and we've never said this on Sunday night, but they actually created a banner. They talk about it each week in big service if you go to that, but there's this banner that's hanging outside of the auditorium that's like all about next steps, right? And so like some people like will visually get to see them take their next step in baptism this next weekend, but there are a lot of other like next steps that like we don't see necessarily in the same way. But I'd encourage you guys, there's some really cool stuff, like some stuff I can tell are written by students. So I'd encourage you to stop by there, like look at the other next steps that we get to celebrate. If you have a next step, like there's markers there that you can add your next step to the banner as well. So I'd encourage you guys this next weekend to stop there. And again, as we're celebrating what's next, add your what's next on there as well. So with that, we had our last message of this series for impact. So Wilbert shared, and before we dive into the, you know, nitty gritty of it, you started talking about a sports movie. So our fun question to kick off is, what is, in your opinion, the best sports movie of all time?
Oh, me?
Well, both of you guys.
I did say that Remember the Titans was my favorite, if I'm not mistaken. So I have to back that up and still say that was my favorite. So
yeah, it's a good one. It's a classic. But
is it the best?
You know, I think that's a different question. Yes, you're right. Best versus favorite, and you know, I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Well, yes, it is.
Yeah. There you go. Stick to those guns. Don't let him try and confuse
you. I can back it up too. I mean, what was it? I think I said a great soundtrack.
Yes,
just true. A great soundtrack. A lot of quotes. My kids have enjoyed Sasha. That movie. Oh, we Sasha. Throw around quotes all the time from that. Yeah. Agreed. You know, some of the football scenes, it could be better. Very few sports movies have good. The sports scenes are, you know, they could be better. But
yeah,
I did. I believe Sunshine did play in real life football. Mm.
Yeah.
So he could chuck the rock.
Yeah.
He could throw. So yeah.
It's a good one.
It's my favorite movie.
That's a great one. And probably the second best.
Well, that would be number one in your list, which I can't disagree with. I mean,
yeah. But number one, I think, is also a really good one, and I would argue is the best, is Miracle. Mm-hmm. Miracle on Ice, about the hockey team that beat the Soviets.
Yep.
And a certain year before I was
some
born.
Good quotes in that too.
And there's some great quotes.
Oh yeah.
The speech. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard that, and I was ready to go play hockey, and I can't skate that well. I would say that one's the best.
I would also agree with that one, being a big hockey fan too, being in the state of, you know, the state of hockey. But I remember I went to a game. It was an outdoor game on New Year's Day. A couple years ago. It's called the Winter Classic. They do this every year, but Minnesota hosted it a few years ago. First of all, it was freezing. It was like the coldest Winter Classic that they had on record. Like, so we're sitting outside at Target Field. Like, I got hand warmers, like three of them in my boot, like each boot, like whatever. But there was this little kid who came and gave the Herb Brooks speech. And he, oh my God, that go Google awesome. It, like, look it up. It is like, this kid, like, he's going places. He that nailed awesome. It. Like, he had the intensity there. Like, it was.
What an honor. for him to do that.
I mean, it was so cool. It was like, and then of course the stadium just erupted after that. Like it was, yeah, it was awesome. So
that is awesome. Another reason. I'm sorry, Volver.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Anyways, as we dive into our conversation, we talked about unity this week, right? Which I feel like is such a good place to wrap up this Remember series. As we move into our next steps, like we want to do this together. We want to be on the same page. We want to be, you know, as one body moving forward in the mission that the Lord has for us. So when we talk about this idea of unity, do you, either of you guys, have an example of unity that you have seen in your own life?
You know, I was thinking about this. Can I, is it okay?
Go for it.
You know, what stuck out in my mind was a couple of summers ago when we took a group on a mission trip to Eastern Kentucky. And there was kind of some unique things going on around that trip. And the main thing was we didn't know what we were going to do because Kentucky just experienced some just terrible flooding. And I just remember that coming out of that trip, I just remember thinking, you know, this group, there was truly unity there. We didn't know what we were going to do, but the group as a whole, I felt, remained flexible, had great attitudes.
Yeah.
Putting each other first. There's a little drama going on. When it came time to work, people worked. I think that our work ethic in that was just second to none. And I just came out of that week thinking, boy, what? It was just beautiful to see that group come together and for the same purpose. So
I was actually hanging out with Sam Munich this morning, and we were talking about that trip this morning. Which is really cool to reminisce on that. I like sports, the sports movies talking about this. I've had a lot of unity in different sports teams, but another time was actually working at camp, being on camp staff. There was one time where something happened where the program director, our executive director, and the like director of the camp, all three important people on like opening day of a camp had to step out to deal with the situation, and you wouldn't have noticed. Just everybody's like, oh yeah, you need that done, I'll help with that, like I'll help with this. Everyone just kind of pulled together, and you just had no idea, like the leadership, the people who are like, if a parent has a concern or a question or any of those things, like we all just kind of elevated our responsibility. And even some people like had no idea they were gone. Like, oh, they're gone. And we were able to just come together as that staff and just, like, get things done they need to get done. Kids were able to come in and check in and get to their cabins like they were supposed to. And it was made for a really awesome and really fun week. And just being part of that staff, too, is just really fun to hang out with them, really fun to work alongside them. And I still talk to most of them today. So, yeah, just that example of just coming together and being about the mission instead of about themselves and their own worries.
Yeah. I think one thing that I've gotten to experience in unity, and it actually has come from within the church, which is cool, and with students as well. Like, we've got throughout different seasons of transition in our youth group, like, I feel like we've had, like, I've heard of experiences where, you know, people, you know, a high school pastor leaves and like people just stop coming or become uninvested or uninterested. And in the seasons that I've been here and we've walked through those transitions, like I've seen specifically, you know, some of our high school leaders, like our student leaders in high school that have like come together and like been like this doesn't define our, like, this one person, like, it's not about this one person, it's about Jesus, like, and that they have rallied around and like have helped like significantly propel like the momentum of our youth group, like in seasons that could have been really hard and we could have seen, you know, and they still were hard, like, but I think we could have seen a lot more struggles through it. But seeing these student leaders, you know, come together and be united of like, you know, we're still going to do what we can. We're going to like keep this energy. We want to build momentum even in this season of transition. And so I think that has been a really cool thing that I've gotten to watch and be a part of. in and being united as a youth group, which is really, really cool. I think a big piece of being united is it requires a healthy community. I think that's kind of a base of unity. Like if we don't have a healthy community, it's a lot harder to be united. So what do you guys feel like makes up a healthy community? What does that look like in order to have then unity?
Oh, do I have to go first?
I can go. Yeah, go ahead, I have a thought. I think humility is a core base. We even think about how Jesus went about. Like he had the right to come down to earth any way he wanted to, and to come and like we should all bow to him when he came down, and he chose to come as a baby. And I think that's one of the humblest ways he could have come, and even the way like where he was born and where he first stepped into the world was in a barn, right? Yeah. Of all places. And so I think the humility he brought, I think, is a great example of how we should also be hold humility in working with others and being in a community. Because as soon as we make it about ourselves, that just destroys the community. We're reading the book in the Samuel Project called Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he has a quote that's like, it's easy for us to create ideals within places that we are, within the communities and the people that we are. And if we fall in love with that ideal more so than anything else, more so than the actually people that are in the community with you, then that's just going to like tear you apart. And then you're going to be frustrated with the actual community. You're going to be frustrated with yourself, and you're going to be frustrated with God. Instead of humbly being like, all right, God, I'm just going to love these people. I'm not going to make this about me and what I can get out of this, but I'm just gonna be like, I'm here. And I'm so thankful for the people that are around me. And that, I think when we can lose sight of that, it's so easy to then like fall into places of like, that is unhealthy, like unhealthy community that's harmful and hurtful towards others.
I guess one thought that first came to mind is especially if we're talking about community specifically as it relates to the church, or believers or group of believers, is what would contribute to a healthy community is the group as a whole is on the same page and recognizing that the main first purpose of any of that community is to honor the Lord and to operate in a way that honors and just as simply as makes God happy. And so if everybody has that at the top of their list, that would contribute to a healthy community. Then, gosh, when you have a community, you know, a lot of people, and a lot of people can introduce a lot of drama. So you mentioned humility, grace, just to have a lot of grace, and cut your fellow teammates some slack. You know, don't get caught up in the little things. So a lot of things can contribute to a healthy community, but I don't know, those are some of the first things that came to mind. Just acknowledging that we're all here to honor the Lord together, and have some grace with your teammates, with your...
I love how you ended your message this past weekend. Like, the three things, right? I think that's so simple. One, like, love the Lord your God with all your heart. And two, love your neighbor, right? You said honor the Lord, have grace for one another. That's love the Lord.
That is one and two, I guess.
One and two. And then you're three, right? Yeah. And I... simple. Love it.
Yeah.
Less is more.
For sure. Yeah. I think, too, like, going off of both of those, like you said, like, we have to have grace. Like, it's not about ourselves. Like, you get a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on. Like, in order, I feel like, to extend grace well and to, again, to exist in community when there are a lot of people and to not let it become, you know, this thing where you're constantly thinking about yourself and like how you were hurt or let down or whatever. I think being in a healthy community, you have a space where you feel like you can express, you know, hurts that you've had, that like, you know, you can work through challenging things together because things are going to come up. You know, again, anytime you have a bunch of fallen people in a room together, like things are going to happen. And so like to be able to move forward and move past and not let those things fester or sit. But, you know, hey, this happened, like this hurt, like, you know. And I think it helps propel community forward of like, then you're not holding on to that or holding that against somebody. It doesn't distract you from the mission that you're ultimately trying to accomplish. And sometimes, honestly, people don't realize the things that they're doing or how they've hurt, you know. And so you're able to move past that into, again, a healthier place of community when you can feel like you can be safe to share those things. And again, then... And with that, like, we get to offer grace to each other, right? Like, it's not a, I'm coming at you, like, you did this and you suck and, like, rah, 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 whatever. You know, it's like, hey, like, this hurt and I want you to know that. But, like, you know, you offer forgiveness in that as well. And it allows you to move forward into a better place of community. And, again, I think, like, not letting stuff sit, like, it allows you to be united of not holding those things against each other. So those are all, again, we talked about some different things to of what it looks like, but how do we contribute to that? How do we be a part of creating or, you know, sustaining a healthy community? If that's something we desire for our church, for the church, for Impact specifically, like, how do we contribute to a healthy community?
Yeah, it sounds super duper simplistic, but
a lot of the times it is.
I think to myself, I just have to be more intentional and actually say or display actions that support my thoughts of, well, it's got to be God first and others second. I mean, it could just be as simple as, I'm going to be really intentional when I'm in the community, let's say, or youth group, to be very intentional. Like, I'm going to pick two instances where if I have an opportunity to lift somebody up, well, then say it, physically say it. It's one thing to think of it. Oh, I want to put God first and other people second. And then you, nothing ever comes out of your mouth or your actions don't show it. Just be very intentional about, that's it. Two times or however many times you want, you know. I'm gonna point out to some, I'm going to have my words display that I'm putting somebody in second place ahead of me. So
that remind me, I think it was a study that Heidi and I did together, I don't remember when, but one of the things that was in the study was like, if you have a nice encouraging thing to say to somebody, like, why not say it? Like, there's no reason to not encourage somebody. Like, if you have somebody like, hey, you're doing a great job or whatever it is, like we should share those things. There's not really a reason to
what is it in us that like shuts us up when we could, like you said, just it's not hard. I don't know what it is. And it could be a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, I have a lot of different reasons. Yeah. But
Satan doesn't want you to do that. So he, like, you know, grabs your mouth or
But I like that. I also think about, too, and this is going to be more of a challenging stepping out of our comfort zone, but if we see somebody on the outs, and I think it's, we often say, like, invite them in, but also how can we, like, go meet them where they're at, too? Because Jesus meets us where we're at. And so, like, what does it look like? And I've been talking to CIA about this slowly throughout the semester, is not just, right, inviting in to what's going on in your life, but how can you go to where they are and, like, invest into the outsiders or the younger students where they are and be part of their lives, right? So I think about that.
Yeah, I think too, like, again, going back to what we said, you know, makes a healthy community, how we contribute it to that healthy community is, like, again, remembering the main thing is the main thing, you know, like, we can contribute to a healthy community when we don't get caught up in all of the little things, you know, I'm sure if you asked us enough questions, I mean, our very first question we disagreed on, right? But that doesn't mean we can't still have unity. Like, there are going to be things that people have differences of opinions on, but that doesn't mean that we can't move forward together in unity. And I loved, Wilbert, how you talked about, you know, go back to what the word says. Like, you know, that is our source of truth. That is what we know will stand against any test of time. And so, like, to continue to go back and, like, when we build our foundation on that, like then we're going to succeed in having truly healthy community and having unity is when, again, like, we're going back to scripture, and that's what we're basing it off of. And again, we're not going to get, there are things in scripture that people interpret differently, but are we focusing on though what our main mission is, you know, in spreading the gospel, in sharing Jesus, and like focusing on that versus getting so caught up in our differences and, you know, and choosing to focus on that instead of our main thing. And so I think that's a big thing that we can do to contribute to healthy community is focus on that main thing. Don't get caught up in all the other little things, because we could spend a lot of time arguing on all the little things and miss a lot of opportunities. So
the Bible does not mention the best sports movie in the world for a reason.
No, it doesn't. It does not. It does not. As we wrap up our conversation today, do you guys have any kind of final closing thoughts on, you know, this message, on this series? Yeah, any last thoughts?
For me, final thoughts. When I was, you know, reading up on doing this little message about unity, I was amazed at how many places in the Bible it mentions unity. Yeah. You lose count, honestly.
Yeah.
And so it was several places in scripture to talk about it. And then it just kind of makes you think, well, I think Lord thinks it's pretty important if he's just going to riddle in certain various places in the Bible about unity.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a takeaway I got from just kind of preparing for this. Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when God in himself is community.
When they used the word we in the very, very beginning in Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's community.
Yeah.
I feel like next up for me, I think it's really, and this does portray the community, if you give me a sec. I think it's really easy for me to pray for myself, but not, I'll pray for others, but it's not a consistent thing. And so I think I can grow in that of just being like conscious of praying for other people more consistently instead of just like, I could pray for this person this one time and then wait a while. And then, so I think being more consistent praying for specific people and specific things. So that's where I can grow.
Cool. All right. Well, Brandon jumped it to that last question of what's your next step?
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. That's okay. But that's where we always bring it back to. Again, we want to be a church of next steps. Brandon shared his like very practical next step. Wilbert, do you have a practical like next step that you want to work on this week?
I want to be extra intentional about, you know, I mentioned to put God first. Others second, that's scriptural, which by definition puts you third or even maybe further down. Yeah. You could choose to put other people in front, your pets, I don't know. But but God first, other people second, that puts you in third. And I want that, I want to be real intentional in keeping that on my mind and on my forefront. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I think mine is very similar to yours, Wilbert, and ties a little bit back to, you know, what I talked about the week before in being sacrificial is like, I feel like I don't like to be inconvenienced by things. And sometimes putting other people above myself is an inconvenient thing. And so just being willing to be inconvenienced in order to put other people above myself, I feel like is something that I want to work on. Cause again, like there are days where I'm like, I know my friend could use, you know, quick phone conversation or whatever, but I'm just so tired, you know, just little things of like, how can I look out for the needs of others above my, you know, I really just want to go to bed, you know, or different things like that. And so putting other people above myself and being willing to be inconvenienced by that. So that's my next step this week. And we'd love to hear your next step, whether it's, again, something very little. It may feel little to you in comparison, but our faith journeys are not a comparison. Each one of us are walking our own journey. So just be listening. What is Holy Spirit prompting you as your next step? We'd love to hear that from you guys. And whether you share it with one of us, we'd encourage you to share it with somebody. What's your next step this week? If you have any questions about what we talked about today or something entirely different, as always, we'd love to talk with you. We want to encourage you. We want to help spur you on. So whatever we can do to do that for you guys, we're here for you. We love you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.